Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's a day before Thanksgiving. Feels like a Friday. It basically is a Friday because, just so you know, I will not be here tomorrow, which is obvious. And I won't be here Friday either. But I know some of you worry, and I do appreciate that, so I don't want to worry if I can avoid that. So it's a scheduled day off, right? The holiday and then the Black Friday. By the way, if you haven't seen the movie Black Friday, my really good friend, childhood friend, Casey Tebow, made the movie Black Friday. And he made it here in Massachusetts, Bristol County. Casey, for a long time, was with Aerosmith, grew up in Freetown. Many of you know his dad, Dennis Tebow, of course, his brother, Jeff, Ben. They're really well-known people. So I love Casey. He's the best. I love all the Tebows. And if you're looking for a movie to watch on Black Friday, the movie is Black Friday. So check it out. It's been out for a couple of years, but it's a fun movie. So kind of open phones this morning. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. A lot to talk about. We had the mayor in yesterday. And before that, we had Ward 1 City Councilor Leo Choquette in the 10 o'clock hour. And talking about the setting of the taxes, I think Leo probably realizes now that he has to sharpen his pencil and work a little more. Maybe I guess the word is be a little stronger, and stick by his cuts. What the cuts you can put when you can put 6 or 8 votes together, be the guy that's part of that coalition so you don't have to be the guy setting a higher tax rate, right? I mean, that's really where you don't want to be in that position where you got to explain yourself for why you raised your voters' taxes. You got to be part of a coalition that cuts the budget. You can't be the weak link. And not that Leo was on every vote, but certainly I think he's realizing it's... remember, he's a very new city councilor. He's the newest in the bunch. The newest in the bunch. He won't be in January when you get two new guys in there. Maybe I shouldn't call them guys. I don't know what their pronouns are. I believe they're guys. But anyway, the setting of the tax rate. And, of course, we have the mayor's crackdown on motorcycles, dirt bikes, mopeds, scooters, unauthorized illegal vehicles, to include four-wheelers and all that other foolishness that's going on all over the streets of South Coast, but the mayor, of course, is most concerned with the streets of New Bedford, right? So, open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm good. That's why I called. I just wanted to wish you like a happy Thanksgiving. And
hopefully you won't get to do that in purpose. I mean, in person again.
I hope not to see you there.
Yes.
It's a
he works at the
Thanksgiving.
Hospital, folks.
it's a working Thanksgiving like for me. But I caught the tail end of the last candidate. I guess there's three. And, you know, me personally as an independent, this is very disheartening. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
For the good of the party, these three men who seem all capable, except the last one, I have to say he's a career politician. He was in the Baker administration. I don't know. I don't know too much about him, so that's already a strike against them, in my opinion. Now, the other two candidates, you got one that's a very successful businessman, also a great military career, and there's also the other gentleman, too. So they're all very capable men.
Yes.
For the good of the party right now, they should get together and decide and put the egos aside, who's the strongest to beat her? Because this is what's going to happen. They're going to go through this whole process. Isn't it in September and October that we find out the candidate? Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, that person can have 1 month to go against her. 1 month, and it's over. We don't have a chance this way, Chris. We don't. Think about it. This is why this process is so flawed. We should have right now a primary a year before any major vote. The opponent should be nominated a year before, not a month before, 2 months before, a year before, so that person could get some leeway and have enough time to put his message out. Because right now, this is all a blurred message. These three all have different opinions, all probably good opinions, but they're all out there. So it's going to faction people. One group likes this guy, one group likes that guy. It's not going to work, Chris. I can guarantee you. Next year, she's going to be there again, and then she's going to try to run for president, and she's going to flounder just like the last one did, and she'll get her pension, and she'll go off away to the sunset. That's what's going to happen with her, and we're going to pay the price. So right now, we're in a crossroads. Do these men want to put their ego aside and, for the good of the state, sit down with right now, do it Thanksgiving. It could be a big Thanksgiving celebration. Okay. They come out Monday and say, listen, we got together. For the good of the party, we choose him. We're going to back him. We're going to campaign for this guy. And we're going to go all out because she's hurting our state. Just the illegal immigration, $2 billion plus and counting.
Yep.
And she's going to remain in office if these guys don't get their act together. That's what concerns me, Chris.
I'll tell you, you make a lot of sense, Paul, as you normally do. I would tell you this. There are other open jobs. In other words, there's the governor, there's the lieutenant governor, and there's the state treasurer that somebody could run for. Any one of these three guys could decide.
Very capable.
I'll be governor.
Very capable.
You be my lieutenant governor.
Yes.
Or and you be the you run for treasurer against Goldberg because she's got a lot of problems.
Listen, this is what makes the Democratic Party, like them or not, nationally and locally. This is what makes them strong. They circle the wagons. No matter how flawed the candidate, put it this way, we had Weekend at Bernie's for 4 years at the White House, and they stood behind him the whole time. There was nothing wrong with him. That's their strength. That's their strength. Use their strength against them. You have time, gentlemen. Let this be a Thanksgiving celebration for our state. Come together Monday. Have a press conference. Say this is the person that we're gonna back him. We're going to support him. We're going to give our supporters support. Our people are going to work with their people. It's going to be a combined effort. That's the only way to beat her. You're not going to beat her this way. A month, really? A month with social media? You get one bad story. You can't get behind it. You're screwed. That's what's going to happen.
Paul, I appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend. The man makes some sense, right? Now, let me tell you what's already happened. John Deaton got the nomination of the Republican State Committee, making him the candidate of the party. There will be no primary for the U.S. Senate. Hey, Gazelle. Happy Thanksgiving. So they've done that on the U.S. Senate side. John Deaton got the party nomination the other night. So he doesn't have a primary. Nobody else can run. It'll just be John Deaton against Ed Markey. They've already declared it. Running from now to November when the actual election is. So my last call of Paul, who is a great guy, makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. 508-996-0500. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can really feel overwhelming. I understand. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right. We've got a number of people on hold. It's open phones. In the 11 o'clock hour, I will have a guest. So if you got something on your mind, you want to get it out to me, I'll be here. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Devin. South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
from the very start. Do you close your eyes and dream about me? A girl in love with a gleam in your eye. I'm a young boy all dressed in white. We're old tonight. I bet you still think about.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience, and the eve of Thanksgiving. We'll be here till 12, taking your phone calls at 508-996-0. I got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I totally agree 100% with the last caller, Paul.
Yes.
100%. Strategy is going to win this thing. The desire is there to get Mara Healy out, but how the Democrats are very organized, very savvy on winning campaigns, and I totally agree with him. I listened to the candidates. I went last Thursday for Mike Minogue. I've met all of them, and get together, get one person behind, go behind one person, and let's just campaign like crazy. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Have a nice Thanksgiving. You know, as I just mentioned, there is a means to do that. I don't know if it's possible, but there is a way to do it. It would be a vote of the state committee, which are people like Joanne Hodgson and Bob McConnell, and my 11 o'clock guest, Chris Ryan, who represents the greater Amherst area for the state of Massachusetts, out in the West, very active on the Republican State Committee. That body can take a vote, and they did the other night, to say John Deaton is the nominee of the Republican Party. There will be no primary. But there are drawbacks to that. There really are drawbacks to that. 508-996-0500. But there are upsides. Obviously, there are upsides. And I get it. I think for a lot of people, it's not about Republican or Democrat anymore. It's about surviving and thriving in the Commonwealth. You and me and the people in my audience cannot afford these utility bills. We certainly cannot afford the migrant invasion. Can't afford having alleged cocaine traffickers at the highest echelons of the Healy administration. People who have been arrested for shooting people. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. If you're going to make a movie, they wouldn't buy the script. If you wrote that out, they wouldn't buy it. Anyway. 508-996-05. And we've got a lot of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with the last caller, too. But, you know the sad part about Massachusetts is why can't we vote and win on ideas? Maura Healey's been a disaster.
Yes.
The mayor of Boston has been a disaster. We did have 45% of the Commonwealth did, you know, end up voting for Trump. We, you know, we're never, you know, for the presidential election. So I feel like there's some common sense people, but we need to pull. So whoever we have as a nominee, Deaton, doesn't matter. We now have to figure out a way to win on the ideas because, yes, to your point, energy price, illegal immigration, it's crushing our state. We're the laughing stock. When it comes to situations like this, especially with ICE, et cetera. So how do we smarten up people in our Commonwealth? Maybe independents and a few common sense Democrats. I feel like that's where the concentration should be.
Yes. No, I agree with you. And you got to win on ideas. You're right about that.
Exactly. Yes. Because that's going to make the difference. I mean, we know the Democrats are going to lie, cheat, and steal. We have Maura Healey on record saying she crushed pipelines.
Yes.
Like, we have it on record. That has to be used. So, and if I can make one other quick point.
Yeah,
Chris,
go ahead. Sure.
It's really disturbing what's happening in Minnesota, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
This girl, Ilhan Omar, despite marrying her brother or whatever happened there. That's a really weird situation. But in their one geography, and most of them are legal, the Somalis that came there, but she packed an area, a geography, so she can win. So no one else really can win other than this girl. And then we find out that there's some weird things going on with, you know, somehow gaming the system with resources that are supposed to feed people, and they're sending them to Somalia. Somewhere you've got to connect the dots. You've got to connect a district almost solely Somalia. Then you got Ilhan Omar, and now you have some kind of weird scheme going on. Like, do you not smell a rat there?
Of course. Of course.
I mean, and we allow this kind of activity to happen, right? We allow these kinds of buildups with no assimilation, right? No one's assimilating to our culture anymore. We have cultures all over the place within our country, right?
Sure.
We're all Americans, but yet not in some areas, not in the boroughs in New York.
Right.
So there's just so many bad things. I care about our state right now. We can't afford another 4 years of Healy. We got to win on ideas. And hopefully some of the people that listen to your show, you know, are Democrats and, you know, put politics aside. We don't have a MAGA guy running that, right? So we have a Republican in the state that will get the nomination and will win. Maybe disassociate yourself with Trump and just run on ideas, because it takes a moderate Republican to win. Mitt Romney, et cetera. You know the drill. But I'll take somebody like that.
Yes, no, so will I.
Root and all.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family. I'm in the same camp with him in terms of what I know, not what I believe, what I know it takes to win in Massachusetts. I mean, I'm an original Buchanan guy, but I know what happens, how odious certain people like that are to most of you, not in this audience, but in our zip code. 508-996-0500. Open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, and happy Thanksgiving, Chris.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
I kind of tuned in a little bit late. Did you say Deaton's got this thing wrapped up?
He's got the nomination, Markey? Yes, to go after Markey, yes.
Would they have a convention that they didn't invite me to?
No. What happened is it was a vote of the Republican State Committee. There's a part of the law, the rules of the State Committee, the party, that they can do that. That if they have enough support and they can avoid the primary and just nominate a candidate. That's what they did for Deaton.
Yeah, that to me, that spells doom for the party. You know, I remember when Silber had to get forced on by Bulger,
yes,
to get the 15%, but that was at least a convention, you know,
yes,
a brokered or a power brokered convention back in the day. A year and a half ago, or not even, your colleague Barry and former colleague Phil hosted that Mattapoisett, a Republican get-together, if you will,
yeah,
you know, before the election. And
yeah, the rally out at the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. You know, get to meet the guys and get to meet Joe Pyers, and Bob McConnell was there. God love God McConnell for doing, you know, all the groundwork that he does.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, and, you know, so I asked, I go, hey, is Deaton here? Nope. Because Deaton came in, dumped a ton of money, secured the thing against Elizabeth Warren, and then he was on like a no show, and I always thought that curious. Is Deaton just bought off the? I mean, who's Deaton working for? How does this groundswell of support wind up with Deaton? And I didn't know about the rules, so I appreciate you, you know,
yeah,
educating us. But listen, we know what happened the last time, right? A Kushnet went big time Trump. This district you know, it's a tough one, but the first Bristol, Plymouth, but second, but gee, something's wrong here, Chris. Where's the popular support for Deaton, and where is he? I know he's got money.
I talk to John Deaton pretty regularly, and he comes on the program pretty regularly. He's been down here a number of times. I know he just had a big kickoff in Worcester. He's got the campaign infrastructure, the support, and what the Republican people, the state committee decided, and they're the ones we elect, you know, like Bob McConnell and Joanne Hodgson, that's our people for this district. They decided that rather than having a primary and wasting resources, that's their opinion. I think that a primary is beneficial to the party, but that's me. But I see their side of the argument as well. So that's what we have. There's going to be a primary for the governor, at least so far. But for the U.S. Senate, the candidate has decided it's John Deaton.
Wow, it's really early in the game to have getting all our eggs in that basket, I think. And nothing against him. I'll vote for him probably,
yeah.
Right?
No, I get it.
Hey, listen, so let me ask you one last question.
Sure, go ahead.
You having Thanksgiving way down the neck there?
No. You go? No, I'm not going to be down there. No.
Oh, all right. Well, but I know you're down that way. Beautiful
yes.
area.
Yeah, it's nice down there.
And listen, you've been down there for how many years? You know, since you were a kid and stuff?
Multi-generations, yeah. It was my grandparents.
How much higher is the tide now than it was?
None. It's the same. It's absolutely the same.
See, it's working.
Yeah.
The environmental policy is working.
You know what? Just like the No Kings rally worked. We don't have a king.
Hey, enjoy the stuffing and... to everybody out there, I'm going to have to hold my tongue when I go to Thanksgiving because I'm the old conservative.
Should all hold our tongue, really. I mean, let's just enjoy the day, you know.
I'm gonna endeavor to persevere.
Thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, my man. Take care.
Thanks. Bye bye. By the way, in the next hour, we'll have Chris Ryan from the Republican State Committee. He's going to call in. He's out in the western part of the state. He can talk all about this. He's going to tell you how you can, what the caucuses are like, what the rules are, how to become a delegate. It's going to be, I think, a very important hour. That'll be in the 11 o'clock hour. All right. Let me see here. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Chris McCarthy.
Mike Lima, what's happening?
Well, first and foremost, Chris, wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving and a safe and healthy one.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Now for the big news. I listened to Hank Turgeon yesterday.
Yes.
Make his announcement that he's moving parties. And as I told you last week, I'm more center now than I was when I was younger. I like both sides. I have voted for Republicans. I voted for Weldon, et cetera. I think it's time to move the D off of my name also.
Yep. That's a big move, Mike.
I don't think I'm going... strictly I think I'm going to go in the middle. So I'm going to have to head over to...
spend some time in political purgatory.
One more time, please?
Spend some time in political purgatory. Unenrolled, right? Not a Republican, not a Democrat. Unenrolled. That's purgatory.
Yeah, I get it. There's some things I like in both parties.
No, I get that. I really do.
You know, and I just don't like the Democrats like I used to, especially after these last 4 years. It really soured me on the Democratic Party to allow what happened to our country over the last 4 years is outrageous. And I don't like everything that's happening in this country now under Trump.
Right. I understand. It's
a tough call. I'm going to go back and forth probably all weekend before I make my final decision. But I'm really, really seriously thinking I'm going to go in the middle and become unenrolled.
Well,
to all the people who listen, happy Thanksgiving, healthy and safe. You know, it's a time to reflect on our family. I've always loved Thanksgiving myself, personally. And I have two grandkids now. I can enjoy some time with them. It's changed my life dramatically, having both of them. Two boys, I'm lucky. One likes football, so I'm real happy. And, hey, Chris, life is what it is. We've been through a few battles back and forth with our health, both of us. We're still here, and hopefully we'll still be talking to each other for the future. Thanks, always, for the time. I appreciate it. Have a great day, my friend.
You too, my friend, Mike Lima, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family. Wonderful, right, grandkids? Mike, I would say this. I understand where you're at. I never tell anybody what they do. I don't even really make suggestions about what political party they should be in. I would say that unenrolled is a nice place to be because you can vote in both primaries. So I understand what you're thinking. In fact, one of the reasons I think Seth Moulton's going to have a difficult time overtaking Senator Markey in the Democrat primary is that so many people are unenrolled who pay attention to politics, and there's so much action on the Republican side for the governor's race and for, like, state reps running in primaries, state senators, congressional candidates, that people are going to pull the Republican ballot as opposed to the Democrat ballot. You can only pull one. You understand that. In other words, you're going to go to the polls if you're an unenrolled voter next September, and they're going to say, what ballot would you like, Republican or Democrat? You're going to make a choice. You can't take both, and I know you know that. So maybe you want to vote for Seth Moulton because you don't want Senator Markey anymore, but you also say you want to vote for Keneally for governor or Shortsleeve for governor or Minogue for governor. Or maybe you got a state rep running in the Republican primary. You want to vote for them. So you're going to, because there's going to be a lot of action on the Republican side. The only action on the Democrat side is going to be Moulton versus Markey. So I think in that respect, Congressman Moulton, Seth Moulton, may have miscalculated, but I don't know. It's a long way till September. All right, we got some people on hold. Again, it's open phones. I'll have a guest at 11 o'clock. If it's on your mind, give me a call. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
I agree with some of the callers here, and I think it's just as important to talk about what the solutions are as well as the problems. We
sure.
need to not only get the Republican vote in order to get Mike Minogue in, but we also need to get independents and Democrats. And there's enough pain to go around with what we've been through the last 4 years to just prove to Democrats and to independents that their party has failed them.
Yes.
And the Healey, for 2 years, kept us in a state of emergency so she could commit the fraud that she did in overspending, no bid with overpriced hotels. I mean, there's so much to work with. We need to talk to Democrats and to independents to show them that what they can't just vote with a D. They need to vote what's best for the state, and that does not include Healey.
I think you're right, because, again, regardless of what political party you're in. You're paying a gas bill. You're paying an electric bill, right? I mean, there's enough pain
exactly.
to go around for everyone.
That pain with the Mass Save utility fraud, it's a tax. It's a straight out outright tax, and they're spending that money frivolously. I mean, we're talking about electric bikes for people out in the Cape. I mean, this is ridiculous. Right. They were allowed to commit fraud on the taxpayers, and it's still ongoing. The gas company is actually collecting Mass Save money, but yet no gas equipment is allowed to get rebates from that money.
Right.
They should not be collecting those funds through the gas company because you can't qualify for any rebates through them.
No, it's and again, we have to make the change, not just at the governor's office, but in the legislature. Not all of them, but a lot of them have to go.
Well, and if you can't make change, you at least need to hold them accountable.
Yes.
When we have market, I mean, the other day I saw Tony Cabral talk about the SNAP program and making it available to illegals. And when they questioned him on residency, well, you have to be a resident. And then the question was, well, how long do you have to be a resident? Well, you have to be here as a resident. Well, that just means if you got a gas bill, you show them the gas bill, you're a resident.
Right.
All of a sudden you're here as an illegal and you're collecting SNAP benefits.
Correct.
That's the kind of fraud that's going on. And people like Tony Cabral are ripping off the taxpayers.
I got to tell you, but the guy has not had an opponent in decades.
Well, I think the problem is that there's enough people that disagree with Tony Cabral. But the fact is we need people to actually step up
yes.
and actually call them out. When you I listen to WBSM, which is also a Portuguese radio, and I listen to the bias that's going on. You have a lot of Portuguese legal immigrant taxpayers that vote, and they vote based on what's going on with WBSM, and they outright lie, and it's total bias when they talk about the actions that Tony Cabral has without any opposing discussion about what the fraud is.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people
that are actually being misled about Tony Cabral and his dedication to the taxpayers. He's actually ripping off the taxpayers, and he has been for decades.
Thank you for the call, my friend. 508-996-04. I think he's confusing WBSM, which is us, and the Portuguese radio station, which is no problem. I tell you what, I see you on hold, but I do have to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. All right, stick around. We're taking a break. We'll be back.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health, Advanced Medicine, More Care.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Tell you who's still rocking in America. Derek King, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, Derek King. He's rocking in America. You know what you need to rock in America, though? You need cash. Absolutely, you need cash. And you know who knows that? Well, our friends over there at Mid-City Scrap, right in Westport. It's that magical time of the year here on the South Coast when your car won't start, your wallet's empty, and that special someone on your list has champagne dreams. Well, don't panic. Mid-City Scrap in Westport has your back and your tow truck. They're paying top dollar for junk cars. They're paying top dollar for running cars, rusted cars, even frozen solid cars. It really doesn't matter. And they'll tow it for free. Get it out of your sight and you'll get cash that you need for those Christmas gifts and to rock in America, right? You need cash. That means more cash for gifts, heating oil, and let's be honest, more eggnog. Mid-City Scrap. Call them today or stop by Mid-City Scrap, 548 State Road in Westport. Mid-City Scrap, turning junk cars into cash all winter long. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. It's your unofficial co-host, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. I'm always listening to your show. I just don't always call in anymore. But just know that I'm always there listening.
I always know you're there, Sam.
Well, I appreciate that, too. Yeah. If you, first, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And the rest of the holidays, in case I don't check in before then. But and I know you're on the verge of having medical things going on, and
yes,
I
sir.
Wish you the best of luck with all that too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If you have the chance, I have a quick question for you off air. If you could maybe get my number from Marcus or off the caller ID, and just get in touch with me. I promise I won't bug you if you contact me on your phone. I don't bother Marcus. You can ask him.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't.
Yeah. I just there's every occasional time, and I do want to offer you something, but there's also occasional times that I like to just butt in a little bit, but I don't have social media. I just don't have it in me to get
involved. I understand. Look, a lot of my good friends had it, but they've given it up. It's made their life easier to get rid of it. I find it very useful because I have a lot of friends around the country, and it's the easiest way to keep up with them and what's going on. I totally understand. It's a waste of time for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, doing what you do, it helps too. I mean,
big time.
Something that people can give you some insight and or whatever
tips.
But anyway,
tips.
I just wanted to know. I mean, we had talked about it before, and it never happened. But if you could get it either through Marcus or whatever, and I wasn't sure about the scooter chases. I wasn't sure how much was being talked about, so I didn't want to go into any detail, and that's why I didn't want to call the show about what I heard.
Okay.
So that's why I had asked him to contact you about that.
Yes.
So anyway, we don't have to talk about that. Anyway, best of luck, and I hope you have a great holiday, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Sam. I do appreciate that. By the way, Sam is the unofficial co-host of the show. And by the way, I love when people friend me, right? That's what they use on Facebook. Use the Messenger app. Please don't abuse it. I got a lot of friends and a lot of things going on, but I'm really happy when someone's just reaches out through the Messenger app on Facebook. If you're not friends with me on Facebook, just reach out and offer, and I'll likely oblige. Also, I'm on Truth Social, Donald Trump's kind of social media site. Not a lot of people on Truth Social, to be truthful. I know Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald, formerly of WBSM, just put a profile up there, and he's using Truth Social. And I like it as well. So anyway, but follow me, friend me on Facebook. And again, I understand why Sam isn't on social media, because I have a lot of friends who were on social media, and they hung it up. They found it to be a waste of time, a little too toxic. Hey, look, no doubt about it. I've had really obnoxious people message me. Like ridiculous, and over and over again, and like crazy. When I got sick, there were people, I could name them, I'm not going to, who literally were saying, "I hope you die," and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff, for me as an Irishman and an American, that gives me more desire to live, to tell you the truth. To hope to someday exact revenge on people like that, right? I mean, that's how I live. That's my vision of the world. Peace, peace be to you and all that good stuff. But pass the rosary beads and the bandoliers, pass the ammunition. 508-996-0. I'll tell you what, I see you in hold, but I got to take a break. I'm Chris McCarthy. We'll be right back. Won't. And I definitely won't. And I won't mean it, and you'll be able to tell that. 508-996-0500 is how you can get on the air. We're not going to be here tomorrow or Friday. I won't be. Neither will Tim, and neither will Barry. So just so you know, I don't want anybody worried, and I appreciate that you do sometimes. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Mr. Chris McCarthy. How are you, sir?
Paul, what's happening?
No, I'm just calling in to give thanks to you and your show, to one of my family members, South Coast Towing, Man of the Year, Chris McGinnis. Yes. I want to be thankful for the Ward 1 Counselor Leo Shoker.
Yes.
Ian Abram, because I think the right people at the right time, the right place. I want to thank for my health, and I want you to be healthy as well.
Thank you.
You and your family, Thanksgiving. I think people need to think about tomorrow. What are we thankful for?
Right.
And, you know, as a cancer survivor, and I'm healthy now. Well, not mentally, but anyways. but my health, I just want people to know that people out there, some are not healthy.
Right.
And if you're healthy, give thanks.
Yep.
All right. For your family and your health, because really, your health people, you don't have nothing. You don't care about politics. You're not caring about this. You're caring just about your health and surviving. So you're not worried about the world. You're just worried about yourself. Because I've been there. I know you've been there, Chris. And we're not thinking about any other thing about surviving. And I want people to know that. Democrat, Republicans, your differences aside tomorrow, because if you bring up politics or religion tomorrow, it might not end well for you tomorrow. With your
right.
Family members.
Right. In other words, give thanks. Right.
Yeah.
You're not going to change anybody's minds tomorrow about politics or religion. So just enjoy the day.
You might change them about mashed potatoes or something. Or something like that. As far as politics and stuff like that, and religion, those are the two things that separate families.
Yep.
And,